joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline. KRDO's Crystal Story, she was at the courthouse today when Letitia Stauch was in her first hearing in Colorado after being brought back here from out of state. Hello, Crystal.
Hi, Ted. Yeah, we were out sitting outside the courthouse, saw Gannon Stauch's parents, Al and Landon, walk into the courthouse today, certainly the start of a very long court process for them. And joining them were probably a couple dozen people who dressed up in blue, hoping, you know, to show their support for Gannon's family.
A lot of elements to this trial. There were supposed to be a lot of supporters there for Gannon and his family. And on the other side of that, there's been some discussion about special protections provided to Letitia Stauch.
Yeah, you know, speaking with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office over the last few days, they've certainly had several high-profile cases here in El Paso County before, so this process isn't new to them. But the reason for special security or extra security in these cases is you want to, you know, protect the public and protect the suspect in this case. You know, this person, in this case, Letitia Stauch, is innocent until proven guilty, and you want the justice system to play out in the way it should, and you wouldn't want someone to go after a suspect because they think that person did something. You want to let the court process play out, and sometimes, you know, they'll take them through a different hallway than where the public is sitting. This courthouse specifically, from what the sheriff's office told me, you know, is kind of equipped to keep inmates separate from the public in order for their safety.
Crystal, two questions. What were the charges, and is that, in fact, what she was is that what was dealt to her by the prosecutors during this hearing today?
Yeah, so it was a fairly short hearing. You know, it was essentially the judge just giving Letitia Stauch her charges, including first-degree murder, tampering with a deceased body, tampering with evidence, and then child abuse. And, you know, speaking with reporter Chase Golightly, who was inside the courtroom, he said, you know, they went through them so quickly, it was hard to hear. But from what we know, it's just those four charges that she's facing right now. Whether additional ones will come, we don't know yet.
Now, Gannon's parents, of course, will relive this every time they've got to go to another court hearing. Is there any indication at this point about how long this process might take?
You know, Ted, if we look back to other cases that we've covered in the past, and most recently the Kelsey Barrett-Patrick Frazee case up in Teller County, this is the same district attorney's office who is trying this case. All of that, both El Paso County and Teller County, are the 4th Judicial District. And typically, if this goes to trial, it could be a year before we're actually in the trial process. In other cases, depending on if the suspect takes a deal, is even offered a deal, that could shorten it. But this could be months of going back and forth between court. Of course, Gannon, wherever and whatever remains are left of him. It's so hard to say because we're talking about an 11-year-old here, haven't been found. So certainly while that investigation continues, that could add to the court process. So it's really hard to tell this early on.
Well, and thank you for bringing that up, because that would be one of the next big developments in this case, is if Gannon's remains are located. And certainly our KRDO team will be out there, you among them, watching for these new developments and bringing them to us as you get them. What's next?
Next is another hearing. It sounds like both the prosecution and defense are still figuring out how to get some ducks in order, whether that's some proceedings and hearings. It sounds like the next hearing is in April 14th. I believe I heard it 3 p.m. So, of course, like we did today, you know, we always want to cover these to the extent that they deserve. So surely we'll be in the courtroom bringing our audience, TV, radio, online, all of the updates that we can.
And the story on this tonight on the TV side?
It'll be on tonight at 10 o'clock. You'll have reports from both I on the people who showed up today, and then another report from KRDO's Chase Golightly.
Crystal Story, KRDO News Channel 13. Thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.